Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
Well, isn't this just a happy, upbeat,
sunny day?
It's a frosty 22 out there. The traffic's trying its best to move along. We're heading toward the tunnel. If you're on 93 southbound, you're in for a bit of a crawl, but we're going to get through this together. It's an acoustic sunrise right here on 94.5 The Fire. I'm just kidding. You're on NAI Radio. You should be watching on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. We are simulcast. Yeah. We're not just a radio show. We're also available on New Age Insiders TV on Twitch. We appreciate it. You see any good movies this weekend, gang, or any anecdotes?
We watched Gladiator this weekend and recorded as a part of that movie show.
Oh, what a movie about
that one.
Yeah, what about a movie about a man's internal strife and torture to get back his wife and child. Even though they died. And basically, he probably internally wants to, too. It's 7:52. The temperature's 17 degrees out there. Getting chillier. We're going to check in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
With Chop Skies. He's our helicopter eye in the sky.
Chop Skies. And his brother Chop Salad will be doing the restaurant report later on.
Oh, wow. Chop Salad. I heard a rumor about him that he used to get tossed. 7:53 in the a.m.
Ooh, fun.
Still 17 degrees.
It's actually 8:17 p.m., guys.
All right. I could have done that. I could have done the real time, I suppose. Somewhere, though, somebody's listening at 7:52, and their mind is blown.
Well, what about that?
Alan.
Whoa! Somebody just crashed their car.
You're crazy.
How did he do it? I don't know. I killed Chris Cornell on this show once.
Yeah.
And I'll do it to you.
Oh, my God. That's true.
Yeah. It's 7. It's 8:18 in the p.m. We are live on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV again. This jazzy number coming to you. What is this? What band would this be?
It's just a track.
I know, but just who do you think we could tell the people it is? Sounds like a jazzy little Pixies number, I suppose.
I was going to say something in the late 70s.
The Rainberries.
Yeah. Is that a real band? The Rainberries?
The Rainberries,
that's a sort of 60s group?
Yeah, that's
producer
whatever,
Bill Neville? It's 8:18.
Whatever band Poppy's 70s band is in X.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. She's probably in a band called the Homemade Toaster.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Just something weird. Just something weird.
She is.
For the
she
sake
is
of weird.
Weird.
It's 8:19.
Yeah.
All right. We got 17 degrees outside. We're going to cut the sky to, what was it, Chop Sky? Whatever the hell that guy's name was. Just a memento. But first, we're going to talk a little bit about pro wrestling. And we do thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV. And of course, if you can't listen live, which you should, we're also available on iTunes and all your favorite podcast apps. But again,
all of them. iHeartRadio.
All of them?
Yes.
Every single one?
Yep.
Yeah.
That has been played in this house. We're going to conjure something with how many times that sound clip has been. We sat in the living room and watched the 15-second pop because it's only 15 seconds.
Yeah, right.
So, when you're like, oh, I watched it a million times. No, you didn't. we probably watch it 30 times yeah. because it only takes 15 seconds. You know what I mean? So if you sit there and watch it for 7 minutes, you've watched it 28 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
right.
Like, and it's like, yikes.
Yikes.
And so, yeah, and that chick, weird. I don't even know her deal other than she's from Boston, represent. She's like 24.
And moved to Nashville?
And she's like a living... The video that we watched... that some like YouTuber like broke down Poppy for us.
Oh,
God. And you know what? Here's the thing though. You laugh and I can laugh at the content creator. I watched every minute of it. We all did.
Yeah.
All three of us did. So joke's on us.
Oh,
not you. You weren't home, unfortunately. But we sat there in that living room and we just watched this documentary basically on Poppy.
Jesus.
And she's like a living art project.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The weirdest part about her that I can't figure out has to be that she simultaneously has crazy music videos, but none of them are the same.
Yeah.
Like, I watched X, which is the one for the takeover in
the
Phoenix.
Bloody one.
The blue. Gimme bloody.
Gimme bloody.
Thank you, Bill.
That's
that one,
so unsettling.
You know, that one that simultaneously was like the Mamas and the Papas and Slipknot just were like, let's have a jam session together.
Yeah.
And none of her music videos are like that at all.
Right. I thought, because
I thought was that was her gimmick.
The first time I ever saw Poppy was like a week ago when she goes, WWE.
I'm Poppy. WWE. Gimme bloody. NXT loud. Ooh. Hashtag NXT loud.
Yep.
WWE and Poppy.
Yeah, and right, and so I'm like, okay, so I immediately thought, like, people were like, when they found out she was from Boston, people were like, oh man, I thought she was British. I thought, and I'm not kidding, she was from
an alien.
So either, right, she's either from the dark side of the moon,
Sweden,
or she's from like a hill village in Norway,
the Netherlands.
Right, in Norway, and has met about 15 other unbelievably white people, and that's her life experience. And then she came to America and was just like, maybe it'd be better if I was a Japanese robot instead of the, you know what I mean?
Right,
because
because
she comes across as like,
yeah.
Like, and then you watch some of her videos, and it's just like, do you ever wonder about commercial development? Yeah, we're going to kill the trees, all of them. And it's like,
what?
Melancholy, and like, it's just, it's like, I don't know. But then, like, yeah.
She's fascinating.
And she's not. She's from Boston. She's not from a hill.
In Norway.
In a country you've never heard of called, like, Ufunkistan or something. She's just...
Ufunkistan!
She's just...
That sounds like the funkiest band I've ever heard of.
That's where George Clinton's from.
Yeah, George Clinton is from Ufunkistan.
Ufunkistan. And that's the first time. And you're right. Because you look up her video, and then that video, because she's like... Gimme bloody. And you're like, what the fuck does that mean? And then she's just like, yeah, it's like if Taylor Swift was like into like PCP.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? And then you're like, okay, so this is this girl's gimmick. She's going to be like, I'm a pop singer until I'm not. And you're right. No, that is not any. Your other music is just sort of like, your music videos are super strange. But if you closed your eyes, you just think you were a pop star.
Yeah, right.
And then there's this song, and Triple H must like her, and she made that video and sent it to him, not the other way around. It's not like NXT made that.
Yeah.
She made that and tagged them.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I guess I'll share this.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of into this.
I think the mainframe is now haunted or something, but this chick's in the computer.
Yeah, this Japanese robot.
Yeah, again, from a hill in Scandinavia. Like, exactly. Yeah. Like, she's from, like, Switzerland, right? And she's just never seen... like a building before, and she's just like overwhelmed by it all.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my, lights, different colored birds.
There it is.
Yeah. Ooh. Heavy. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like perplexed that it's like heavy metal.
Yeah. Bubba Gum Shrimp Company.
It's like a, and then that, right. It's like if a harmonic alien angel dropped into Manhattan for the first time.
Yeah.
Where she was both blown away by everything, but trying to make the best of it, but confused. And then the deep-rooted stuff is the evil that is New York City. I hate New York City.
Leisure suit...
I don't know what that means.
No, I'm reading Triple H guy's comment in the chat.
Oh, dear.
There it is. Oh, but I love it. I love this song. I love it so much.
It's so catchy.
Yeah.
I can't stop listening to it.
It's really
And because
good.
Of this song, I checked out her other stuff.
I know.
And she's coming to Boston on February 4th, and I kind of want to go.
We have to go.
I kind of do want to go.
We gotta go. There's no reason why. There's no reason why we shouldn't.
Big shout out to Danny Frost, hashtag wrestling. He used to watch NXT on Wednesdays, and now he watches us.
Twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV.
You can become a Twitch Prime subscriber if you have Amazon Prime. It is 100% free.
Yep.
You just go there, and they're just be like, oh, do you have Amazon Prime? You'll be like, yeah. And you'll be like, oh, then right this way. And you just click something different when you sign up, and you pay nothing. And
we get money.
You pay zero into the Jeff Bezos divorce settlement, and we get money, and nobody, and you don't have to pay it out. And just a friendly reminder: it is the midway point of this month. Twitch is weird, and you have to subscribe every month. And so, like every month, if you can get in the habit of it, is to keep going to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and subscribe. Also, if you want to be super incredibly awesome, you can subscribe for packages of months. Like you can subscribe to our channel for 12 months. You just got to like select that option. You know what I mean? It's going to ask you like how many months. And I think by default, it picks one. And a lot of people just roll with that. You can subscribe to us for, you know, 500 months if you want to. And I think it's just a monthly system. I don't think it's an upfront thing. So if you know that you're going to stick with us on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV for the best streams in wrestling and pop culture, then go ahead and do that. And that's amazing.
You're awesome. You know who's going to stick with us at least for another month is C. Scoot, who just subscribed on Twitch Prime. So shout out to C. Scoot.
Thank you, C. Scoot. And I know that Rod Freeman is going to get the live Patreon stream because during these broadcasts, if you go to twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV and you become a Twitch subscriber, Prime or regular, we'll let you in on the live post show. Because right after this show, we are live for our Patreons. Patreon.com/NewAgeInsiders, as I do all the commercials at once, which I didn't intend on, is where you get 5 bonus shows a month. And we're live right after this. We just keep the conversation going.
Yeah,
we don't control any of the Patreon stuff. That runs through their website. But what we can do is, like we're going to do with Rod, is send you a link to our post show that the Patreons only get to see as like an extra incentive little perk for becoming a Twitch Prime or Twitch subscriber of any variety. We can't control the backlog stuff, but hey, if you're around live, we can help you out, and it's our way of saying thanks. So let's go ahead and dive in, because we should probably talk about wrestling. We've talked more about Poppy than anything else, and she fascinates me. Oh, I could do a whole show about the fact that she's from Saturn, but there is stuff to talk about tonight, so let's go ahead and do it. The lead topic that a bunch of the major sources out there have picked up and seems to we're at the point now where, look, I'm not telling you that we're going to lose the house, but there's so much smoke, there's got to be a fire somewhere, I think. True. And look, here's the reality of it, too, when it comes to the Revival. Apparently, the sources are saying that Dawson and Wilder, have requested their release from WWE. I can buy it. You know, it's not like this random thing where
Is Goldust.
Goldust requested it, did he?
Well, that's what I've heard.
I believe that as well. Who was the other one today that came out just a little while ago? That has also apparently requested their release from the company.
Zack Ryder, probably.
No, it was Maria and Mike Kanellis.
Yeah, them. Yeah. Which, with all the love in the world, if I'm Maria and Mike Kanellis, why are you trying to get fired from the WWE right now? Yeah. You haven't wrestled in a year and a half, two years. They've paid for your rehab, and now you're like thinking about you. Yeah. You can't, like, it's almost you can't quit, you're fired. Like, what are you talking? How, if I were them, what are you doing? Like, the fact that I'm and I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but the fact that WWE has been cutting you a check for 2 years is a small miracle.
Right.
I would not want to walk away from that. But anyway, the Revival are the topic of conversation because that's what everybody's out there jibber jabbering about.
Yeah, sure.
And I can believe it. Like I said, this isn't like if you would come to me and be like, did you hear Drew McIntyre ask for his release?
Yeah, that'd be
like,
crazy.
I'd be like, that is jaw dropping. I can believe that they're like, fuck this place.
Right. Well,
quite frankly,
if I'm a tag team in the WWE that is not the New Day, the Usos, or the Bar, right? I'm thinking to myself, yeah, the grass might be greener in AEW.
Yeah.
Because two of the three founders are tag teams.
Yeah.
And they're going to value tag team wrestling.
Sure.
Also, especially if I'm the Revival, yeah, man, I want to go to All Elite Wrestling. There is so much money to be had there. I can just go, you know, not be on Raw or be a joke on Raw, and that, or I can go to AEW and have the world talk because the fuck the Revival was such a big thing, and now we actually get the Revival versus the Young Bucks. And that's interesting.
Huge shout out to 2/4, 1/2, reduce your fractions, of
our favorite people on Earth. TK and Connor are at home and watching and listening live. And if you can put my mug on a big screen and still stick around, then you're a better person than I. And Connor is, just so we can shout this awesome dude out. I was going to call him a kid. He's not anymore. He's bigger than
me. No, he's a giant.
Yeah, he's huge.
He is like so good at lacrosse that like schools are like, we've got to have you. And so just a, you know, an on-air congratulations to a kid who's out there working super hard, making smart choices, and dedication pays off. And he's he's put his heart and soul into lacrosse, and he's so damn good, and it's paying off, and that's really awesome to see. And TK, you're obviously the man, and you know that. And big shout-out to Lexi and Anne. Yes. You're just wonderful people. But I just want to give Connor a shout-out because I think it's pretty darn terrific that kid, when it came in New Orleans, he had to pick between lacrosse and going to WrestleMania, and he chose lacrosse, and it was a tough choice. And look at how tough choices
like it's paying off.
But look at how tough choices pay off. So that's just super awesome. Good for you, kid.
Absolutely.
The thing about the revival and the reason why I think it's such an interesting conversation is not even just about them, because let me throw something out there, and don't let me not talk about the AEW part.
Yeah.
But let me throw out something just to get my opinion out there, right? Again, with all the love in the world, which means I'm about to say something super jerkish, right? Yeah, I don't think they're that great. I don't get this. I don't watch them and understand this weird, I think small, to be honest with you, cult following they have.
Right.
I'm going to be super honest with you that I think the revival, their online rallying, benefits greatly from the WWE syndrome of, you're right, no one I think logically can argue that the revival are being used to their potential. Like, I don't think they're great. And the biggest thing, the point I'm going to hammer home probably a bunch of times on this show, is they come out to crickets.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not blowing the doors down. This isn't, you're not ignoring the crowd. Every single night, I purposely listen to when they come out because there's so many people that, not so many, but enough people that tell me they're great. Look, that is not translated to TV. Should they be losing to Lucha House Party back-to-back weeks? Absolutely not.
No.
But they are definitely somewhere in the middle because they are not this... Like look,
no,
just being real, they look like two fat cops. They're short. They're out of shape. They don't look good.
Yeah.
I just don't see... I don't get this.
You're right on that part. I do think that the internet has kind of taken hold of them. You know, because here, I'll even say it. Somebody like a Zack Ryder is not as good as the internet would make you believe. Like, oh, Zack Ryder's being held down. And man, if he goes to AEW, man, he's going to set the world on fire like Cody did. No. That's not what's going to happen. Now, I do think that the revival were very good in NXT.
Yeah, sure.
I really liked them in NXT. So
they're better than this.
So they're way better than this. I don't think that you... I think that you have the team undervalued, but the internet is overvaluing because they overvalue their favorites.
So maybe this is like, let's use this as a jumping off point.
Right.
Then, right. To the whole conversation, because here's the thing is the misnomer in really everyday vernacular, not just about wrestling conversations, is if you say overrated, people here suck. And if I say underrated, people here are fantastic.
Right.
So let's talk about that. You say I'm underrating them. I think I'm overrating them. How should they be rated?
So basically, it goes to if they get released, they're going to go to AEW, right? Like that's kind of what's happening.
Eventually.
And so
like 10 months from now,
I say that they're a great foundational team to have in the mix, right? Because you look at what AEW is at the moment, and you have the Young Bucks and SCU, right? You're going to need some other teams. And if I can throw the Revival in there, well, the Revival are a good enough team to be in the mix, to be a part of that rotation,
to help
build that foundation.
Okay, if I've come across as they are worthless, I don't mean that.
No, and I know you don't mean that, but they slot in as that third team. And I think that that's exactly properly rating them, where it's like the Young Bucks are the best tag team alive, maybe, arguably. You have SCU, who are very entertaining and very good, and then you'd have the Revival, which is a good team that isn't going to put on bad matches, that's going to be worth watching. You know, if you take... The WWE needs to take the entire tag division and smush it all together, and so if I can take, like, an Attitude Era type comparison, they're closer to what TNA was, right? Test and Albert?
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, we're that other team that is the bad guy team.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, Too Cool was, like, the fun, haha, we like you, like, yeah. other team. And then TNA was the other, like, hard, bad guy team. And so that's where they would slot in if we took all of the division together. Because you have the New Day, and you have the Usos, and you have the Bar, and you have AOP, and... Now you have Lucha House Party as like the good guy, yay, yay, other team, and then the Revival as the like bad guy version.
I definitely understand what you're saying. I do. I completely understand that comparison, and it makes a lot of sense. And let me also like definitely say to you again, they have not been used to their potential.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're amazing. Like when people are deeply passionate about them, like, and look, smart wrestling fans, I'm not putting you down. It's just an opinion we don't share. Right. That when people come to me and be like, can you believe the Revival lost again? I'm like, look, I wouldn't have booked them to lose to the Lucha House Party back to back, maybe even three straight weeks. That's silly. But
I don't think that they'd be the New Day if you just let them go.
Right. I mean, what do you think their actual ceiling is? They're a very good, like, tag team, like, yeah. technical tag team. But here's just the reality of it, right? They're not the Usos. They're not as magnetic. And they're not they're not better than the Usos.
No.
They're not as magnetic, and they're not better than the New Day.
Nope.
They're not. There might be.
They might be more magnetic than the Bar, but not better wrestlers.
Right. And here's the thing. Do I agree that on paper, right, conceptually, the fact that the B team have been tag team champions on the main roster right. and the Revival haven't, that does sort of seem silly. But here's a very real pro wrestling factor that needs to get thrown out there in this. The B team drew reactions.
Oh, yeah.
You made noise.
Right.
And I know that people roll their eyes and hate that. But the best part about all those little clips from the Attitude Era and Nitro are the crowds freaking out. Right? Yeah. Because guess how many times in WCW, ECW, and the WWE combined Chris Benoit and Lance Storm were the tag champs together? Zero. Because just because you're good at tag wrestling doesn't mean as much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Too Cool. They were terrible, but they were so fun. So who cares?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes has been on our show and said he has never been in a locker room where guys are sitting around bragging about how good they work. It's not the priority. The Ultimate Warrior sucked, but wasn't he fun? Hulk Hogan sucked, but up until about 5 years ago, wasn't he fun? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And that's Stone Cold Steve Austin isn't a good pro wrestler. What are you serious?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's just the most fun.
He's just like, do you have any idea?
The most fun.
Do you have any idea how many times Dean Malenko would pin Steve Austin? Every time. But who cares?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So there's something to be said about fun. And quite frankly, whether it be WWE holding them down a little bit, which is real, or the fact that they intentionally didn't want to be flashy, they never had the crowd in their pocket. They have a weird cult following for a bunch of people that never made any goddamn noise at the arena.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Well, and there is also something to be said of different promotions have different styles, right?
Sure.
And WWE doesn't mesh with the Revival, right? And what I mean by that is that the WWE main roster, Raw and SmackDown, those buildings are big. And so it requires a different type of reaction. The Revival would be more well received and better received in an NXT, like we've seen, or as a Ring of Honor or a AEW, right? Because those crowds are going to be smaller and they're built a different way and they're designed a different way to elicit a different kind of reaction. And I just don't think that this marriage works. I think if we went back down to NXT, which I people see as like a weird demotion or something.
It is a demotion.
You know?
It is a demotion.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
No one's goal is to go to NXT. Everyone in NXT's goal
to
move on.
Go to the main roster. Right.
It is a demotion.
Yeah. So I think that we'd see better reactions from them there. And I think that the logical step is to have them go to AEW where they can get those same NXT type reactions because those crowds are similar as opposed to a WWE crowd.
Right. And again, allow me to kind of just make sure I cover my whole point. They are a really good tag team. Like when it comes to like, here's the bell, They have good psychology. Yeah. They understand that, you know, working as a team.
Right.
They feel like what they think they are, what they claim to be, which is like, you know,
a throwback tag team.
And the fact that they want to be that. They right. want to. They yeah. like Scott, what was it? Dawson?
Scott, yeah, Scott Dawson.
Has on camera no aspirations to be the Universal Champion.
Yeah, right.
This is his gig. Yeah. That's a cool thing. I get you. I like it. They are far from worthless. I just think they're in the middle of sucking, which they don't, to this atrocity for not being used better.
Yeah.
They absolutely should be used better and more and all that stuff. But at the same time, yeah. They would get eaten alive on SmackDown because they're not the best. There's no comparison yeah. to those teams. They should have been treated better on Raw. But again, the crowd didn't burn the barn down for the revival ever.
Yeah.
But here's something I want to talk about when it comes to AEW, right? Is, okay, what do you think? What opened a lot of eyes, and it is worth talking about, is Chris Jericho recently had an interview, I think it was yeah. at Busted Open, where he explained like why he went to AEW. Confirmed that he had the 3-year deal. It's not a 1-year deal. He's going to be there for 3 years. He's going to be there until he's 51 years old.
Yeah. Wow.
His career's going to end there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But very realistically. But one of the things he said that really stuck out to a lot of people was the fact that he signed his biggest deal ever. So the idea that what we thought was, give me the veteran minimum, I just want to be on the team, is incorrect.
Yeah.
He phrased it. Now, whether or not he spoke out of turn or lied or
omitted the truth.
Right. And maybe his definition of like biggest deal ever was like opportunity to keep running the cruise or I don't
yeah,
know.
Right.
But he made it seem as if
they're getting paid.
This is the most lucrative deal he's ever signed. So here's something I want to bring up, and we'll get to it when it's time. And they haven't even run their first show yet and all that stuff. But here's the thing. In theory, just signing the Revival and the Kanellis's and Gold Dust and, I don't know, Jill, everybody that leaves WWE, everybody, you know what yeah. I mean? That sounds great. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
I understand. Instant star power. The appeal, this company's going to, all the people that they didn't use, like, yep. can you imagine if we got Tyler Breeze, he's going to be the champion, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, right.
And you know who else that sounds like?
WCW.
Yeah, and TNA.
Yeah.
Remember when, and again, here's just the reality, and I'm not comparing anybody in a straight line. I'm really not. But let me just throw this example out at you, okay?
Right.
So Damian Sandow is really fun, and everybody really likes him, and he wins the Money in the Bank. People can picture him being the world champion, which is something that we can now look back on and laugh.
Right.
Why? Because... look,
the funny part about that is that story was actually to make Cody Rhodes the champion, yep. but that's neither here nor there.
But looking back, right, WWE didn't do Damian Sandow right. They didn't use him to his fullest potential, and there's a ton of blame on him. I'm not telling you the performer wasn't talented, but look what happened. They cut him.
Yeah.
And then guess what? TNA got him. And oh man, did yeah. you screw up? Because now we go, what's his name? Rex something? Andrew Allen? What was it? Rex? I don't know.
Something. Yeah.
It was, and it was just like, oh man, WWE, you had a real treasure on your hands
yeah.
and you idiots let him go. And they put that grand title on him. They made a new championship and right. gave it to him first. And he flopped and he got fat and he's not wrestling anymore. And like, look, I am not telling you that's the Revival's future. Not even close. They're gonna be way better
right.
than that. But what I am telling you is for all these people that TNA I'm sorry, that was an actual Freudian slip. That AEW thinks it's just like if you think your mantra is gonna be you got wasted well, in WWE and we're gonna save you, that model has never worked.
So the thing is that is a fan creation because I don't hear anything about like from the AEW side of like we want Zack Ryder.
But they're going to change the world, I thought.
No, they're going to change the world, but that doesn't mean... I haven't heard any of these rumors, right? Everything that I hear is the fans are like, oh, this person should leave and go to AEW. This yeah, person yeah. should... The only yeah, people...
They're the new Ring of Honor.
They're the new Ring of Honor, right? And so it's everybody... So-and-so should leave because... you know, they should go to AEW. Whereas, like, the only legitimate one that I've ever had weight to is the Revival and Gold Dust, right? Where it's like, The Revival are asking for their release. Well, even if they don't necessarily go directly to AEW, yeah,
they will. It's going to take a long time.
Well, but even if they don't, they'll eventually get there. But it's like, yeah, if they went to New Japan, they could find themselves doing relevant stuff in New Japan. They could find themselves doing relevant stuff in Ring of Honor. So they could go to TNA. So there are places for the Revival to go that isn't specifically AEW, because I don't know if, aside from the one-off, if there's much value there, right? Because there is value and money to be made in the Revival versus the Young Bucks because of all the being the elite stuff.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, so once. So a one-off is possible, but who knows?
Like, look,
and, but yeah. You look at, like I said, like people being like, yeah, Zack Ryder and Heath Slater are going to leave and go to AEW and become stars. It's like, yeah, no, that's scary, and let's pump the brakes, because I would rather you sign Jeff Cobb and bring him to AEW, then get Heath Slater.
I feel like, and here's a comparison that's going to make Colin and Danny, and just going to make their day, right? But here's the thing about the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick, right? And hear me out, because I'm being real here. So Belichick has this great reputation of a player will leave the team, everybody will go, how could you let him go? And the guy winds up vastly underperforming in that other place. There are a small handful of examples, Aqib Talib, Asante Samuel, small examples.
Yeah.
But there are many more examples of David Givens. Just a couple of years ago, so it's a real name you've heard of before, with Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
They had him for a year. They won the Super Bowl. They let him go, and everybody's like, are you crazy? And I don't think he
made it through the season.
Right, and he got wicked fat and now doesn't play anymore, right? Malcolm Butler, everybody's like, how do you let Malcolm Butler go? Malcolm Butler is dangerously close to getting cut on the Tennessee Titans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And probably the only reason they aren't cutting him is because they gave him so much guaranteed money and they don't want to feel like stupid idiot morons. You know what I mean? Just regular stupid morons. But the reason I bring that up is not to brag about the Patriots, I promise. It's because Belichick has made some mistakes and let some players go that make you mad. Most of them, he's been right. And here's the thing about the WWE. They have let some people go. Like, look, they didn't squeeze everything out of Cody Rhodes, did they? But let me ask you this, just to flip side this thing and be fair. Would Cody Rhodes be this dude if he wasn't the WWE rebel?
I don't think that's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, I think it's most of it.
Well, there's a lot of there is
Cody Rhodes is never in a match of the year.
There's a lot. Yeah, but there's a lot of value to being Dusty Rhodes' kid.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what
I
mean?
They didn't maximize him.
Oh yeah.
And no argument.
Right. I think that it's twofold. Right. I think that it's partly the nightmare gimmick. Right. The evil mirror image of his father is a great character.
Yeah.
Right?
No doubt.
And so I think that would have caused some waves. But yeah, no, there's no doubt that him being in WWE helps.
Yeah. You know who he is? He's... I love Cody Rhodes. I had lunch with him once. He bought me an orange lemonade. I don't talk about it much. So I am not putting down Cody Rhodes. I'm just trying to sort of throw everything out there and play the other side for the sake of the show. Right? But with Cody Rhodes, right, you know who he is? He is CM Punk who actually still wrestles because he's just the guy that told WWE to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
And you love that. And Cody Rhodes is a good wrestler who tells amazing stories. He helped produce All In. His brain for wrestling is through the roof. No argument. But he's CM Punk because he's the guy that goes, WWE can go pound sand, and you actually get to go watch him wrestle because CM Punk, you can't.
Yeah.
And so that's a tremendous amount of Cody Rhodes' popularity.
Right.
Not all of it, but a tremendous amount.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if they missed on Cody Rhodes.
Right. And the well, they did.
Who's bitten WWE in the ass? I'm honestly asking because the answer is nobody.
The answer is nobody because it's tough to quantify what that means. You know what I mean?
What I would tell you is losing AJ Styles bit TNA in the ass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but at the same time, again, we have to quantify that because TNA's still a company. They still run shows.
They lost.
You know?
Okay, so bit, to me, bite in the ass means, Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? Although it did wind up happening, bit WCW in the ass because they let that guy go and didn't realize that they had a megastar on their hands and lost a lot of money, and that guy wound up commanding the ship that sunk yours, right?
Right.
And so not pursuing and understanding the value of Steve Austin bit WCW in the
ass.
And
that's fair.
Right? You know what I mean? Whereas, like, look, did it suck to lose Kevin Nash to money? Yeah. But ultimately, you know, the NWO was, you know, like...
Yeah.
But...
So what would
maybe
WWE...
the NWO guys, I guess?
Yeah, but what would...
They beat them.
What would WWE have to lose in order for anything to bite them in the ass? You know what I mean?
What I would say is, like, what bit them in the ass... The most recent example I can give you is the fact that they didn't... It's this weird... It's this double edge. Because the guy is Cody... Because they didn't look at what Cody Rhodes is doing on his own. But I must say with the same breath that Cody Rhodes wouldn't be this popular if he wasn't an anti-WWE rebel.
Yeah, well, he was very popular with the Sandow stuff that we had just
read. Yes, he was.
So WWE started to build the star.
Do you think he'd be a leading man for them?
I think if they...
I really
don't
know.
So I do think that he would be, right? Because in this weird, different timeline... that we live in, that Damian, they don't decide that they're going to unify the titles, right? So if they don't decide that they're going to do that, and Damian Sandow successfully cashes in his WWE World Heavyweight Championship briefcase, then Cody Rhodes beats him for that title because that's their Mania match that year they were clearly building towards.
Yeah.
So I do think that was the plan. So now Cody Rhodes, we give him the world championship and we see what it looks like. And if you give Cody the creative freedom that you give these top guys at some points, then yeah, maybe some of this starts to shine through. The American Nightmare kind of comes out and it's working on a WWE level. And maybe he is a leading man, but they decide to unify the titles. They cut the plan short with Cody. Cody goes on to being Stardust. And
I would tell you that, and you know, I could be wrong. I don't think we'll ever really know, but certainly people will give their opinion on this. I think people do like Cody Rhodes for Cody Rhodes, for his matches and his mind and his character. The blonde hair, I think people like Pharaoh. I think people like everything he is because he is one of wrestling's true and biggest, like, larger-than-life characters, you know what I mean? The American Nightmare feels like a direct extension of the guy himself.
Right.
So it's very easy to be captivated, right? I'm not telling you anything differently. But I also believe that a tremendous amount of Cody Rhodes' charm is the fact that he left WWE, he quit, didn't get fired, and he and his two other buddies are the living embodiment now of you can go screw WWE. And right now, that's the cool opinion to have.
I
think that his ceiling in WWE without, you know, if he comes back, he could main event WrestleMania because of what he did out there and how big a story would be if he came back. Duh.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Without leaving and becoming this rebel, right, he would have been at best Sheamus, at best. And Sheamus had a great run, but I would never tell you that Sheamus was the star of this show.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe.
No one knows. You're right. No one knows.
You know, I just think that there is a lot of value. There's a lot of value. But again, it's tough to quantify what biting WWE in the ass is because All In is biting WWE in the ass, right? Producing that event, creating moments that you need to watch for like a final battle.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like drawing in eyes to different places is biting WWE in the ass. But yeah, it's like, yeah, if we're going to have the unattainable star of like WWE is going to be off TV because they lost this person, that's just not going to exist.
And I didn't mean that.
You know,
it'll lead to the destruction of WWE. John Cena could walk out the door. They're going to keep rolling. We've had this conversation a million times. Bruno leaves, Hogan leaves, Austin leaves. Yeah. They all leaves, right? That's not it. What I just mean is like who went out and became such a sensation. Like, well, Johnny Mundo's had a really nice career.
Run. Yeah.
They didn't lose any money.
Danny in the Twitch chat says Neville is another good example.
Neville is a little too soon. just because they he just went to Dragon's Gate and he won that championship and he's going to be a part of All Elite, but the sample size is too small for Neville. But it's a good name to bring up.
Kind of, but at the same time, it's like they'll never like. So who's the Cruiserweight champion now? Buddy Murphy. They're making the same amount of money.
So this is my thing with Cody, right? That bites them in the ass, right? Because you lose Cody and Cody becomes who he is, but it's also the trickle down effect, right? Because now because they don't have Cody, they don't have the Young Bucks, which are a legitimate draw, and they don't have Kenny Omega
and Hangman Page,
and Marty Scurll, and they will want Flip Gordon, you know, who hopefully your knee's all right, pal. But you know what I mean? And so now that's seven people that are legitimate draws that you're just not going to get. And maybe that doesn't bite them in the ass right now, but between Marty, Flip, and Hangman, that was the next crop.
Sure.
That was the WWE like main stable for like 2025. And so that's biting them in the ass, if we want to talk about that.
Kurt Angle's not a bad example of a guy that went and made money for another company for a long time. Again, I just don't, you know, and we can move on from this because we're going to start splitting hairs. But what I'm saying is like, you know, Kurt Angle went to TNA and definitely made money for that company, no lie. But the guy we made champion instead of Kurt Angle, we made the same amount of money.
Yeah.
That's what I, you know, whatever. Yeah. So just really quickly with the Revival, though, here's the thing. The owner of the Jaguars that's invested in this for all the, he's got all this money, right? And it's not just $6 billion. It's $6 billion with revenue yearly, right? So this guy's going to be rich for a long, long time and make more in a year than we will in a lifetime. Gotcha. But what I would also say is, so there's one factor of like, please don't just build all your stars as formerly on WWE. But the other point is like, I wonder if this company is going to sign every single person that's even close to attractive and then wind up going, this is fucking expensive.
I don't think so. I think that they're smarter than that, and I think that you're going to see a lot more of those indie darlings and giving them a place to be more so than just WWE rejects.
Right. This is going to be MJF's first big job.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the perfect name to bring up, because having MJF come on to this shows you that, yeah, they're looking at all of wrestling. Like, I know that this guy's kind of on a different trajectory, but you look at somebody like a Josh Briggs, who's going to go to Evolve, and it's like, wow, Evolve's a pipeline to WWE. Can they steal him away? Because if they basically become the new Ring of Honor, because Ring of Honor just can't get out of their own way in the same way that TNA hasn't been able to get out of their own way, I think that there's something there. I think that this birthplace of talented wrestling is possible, you know? And I think that we might see a difference in it. Might not just be necessarily exclusive.
I think we're just in this awesome new world. Because the last time there were, if we're being just completely transparent, the last time there were two actual options, like a choice. Because here's the thing. If you like TNA, awesome. I'm glad you like wrestling. I'm glad you like TNA. I'm glad it brings you happiness. I'm glad.
Yeah, subscribe to them on Twitch and then go subscribe to us.
Exactly. Or just us if you're going to have to pick one. Good for you. Like, sincerely, awesome. Watch whatever makes you happy. Like, I mean that. But if you're TNA, right, the idea of like you being an option was never real. So if you're a pro wrestler in 2009, right, and you go, man, I got these two contracts in front of me. One of them is for WWE and one of them is for TNA. You gave that, you could pop a bag of popcorn and the contract would be dry before, you know what I mean? You would never, it would be a no-brainer. You would never actually think about it. And so that was like in the middle ground. So there's like these stages, right? Three stages, let's call them that. The three stages of Foley. Three stages, right?
Yeah.
The world we live in now is going to be, or let's start from back then, right? If you chose between WCW and the WWF, you were probably either a veteran of WCW and the WWF, a football player, or some guy they were giving a look at that they found in the gym.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's what wrestling used to be, is if you had to pick when you had a real choice,
right?
WCW or WWF, you know, WWF, you know, the whatever, the money, whatever, whatever, right? That's who you were. You were a veteran, you were a bodybuilder, or you were a football player, right?
Yeah, right.
Then we let's fast forward 10 years to 2009, right? And if you were going to choose between WWE and TNA, it was because TNA was like, we're going to make you a big-time main eventer and give you 80 grand. And WWE's like, we're going to give you a tryout and no promises for 60 grand. And you're like, okay, this is a decision.
Yeah, right.
Right? And you are an indie wrestler.
Yeah.
Maybe an indie wrestler.
And at that time, Ring of Honor doesn't have a contract, so you're just trying to get on TV.
Yep, and you're an indie wrestler, and you're like, yeah, I get guaranteed, I'll become a star here, and it's better to be a big fish in a little pond than little fish in a big pond.
Samoa Joe and AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels all took that.
Exactly. And now we're in, 10 years later, 2019, right?
Right.
And what this is you are an indie guy, a real indie guy, right?
Right.
MJF, Ring of Honor, whatever level of, like, beneath. And now, for the first time, you have a real choice because you go, okay, I can go make, if I become a megastar, I'll make more money in WWE every time. But what if I don't? And over here, I'll get like 70% of the guaranteed money, but I'm going to have so much fun. You know what I mean?
Well, and
we're in a new world of making that decision.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, creative freedom is going to be very, very interesting and might be worth it to these guys.
Yeah, right. And yeah, exactly.
I don't think we live in a world where guys are just going to get kicked out of WWE and just immediately get deals.
I think that's going to be the reflex for people for a long time.
I think that that's the fan reflex.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's their mindset.
Okay.
Because I think that we live in a world where Kota Ibushi will be the next big sign than a person like, you know, and I hate to bring up the guy, but like Zack Ryder, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? Like, this is the roster we're building. We're building this roster around people that I think everybody's going to care about.
Okay. And I hope you're right, because there's just so much to think about when running a promotion. We're going to make an announcement when we come back from the commercial break. A lot of details are to come, but we've been told that we can go ahead and you know, at least tell you the initial thing. One of the biggest things, if not the biggest thing we've ever done. You know, one of it's in the top. We'll make a big announcement when the New Age Insiders return about what we've got coming up. Do not go anywhere.
Hey, neighborhood. Your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right. And now there's even more ways to take part in the community. Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie Jamikowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email, newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to newageinsiders@gmail.com. That's newageinsiders@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie Jamikowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Moltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
It's like the karaoke version of Blue Orchid.
It's 9:04 in the a.m. morning time. We got an announcement to make, and we are really excited about this.
Yeah.
No lie. This is years in the making.
Absolutely. Before we do that, if you haven't already and you're thinking about it, you want to join the NAI Twitch Prime subscription. Do that right now. We're going to be rolling a bunch of things into the Patreon edition of this show that will be live right after this. We're going to be talking about definitely the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Not Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. That's the second Spider-Man movie I messed up in 2 days. Spider-Man Far From Home. That trailer dropped, and we're going to have our opinions on it because I have very strong opinions on it.
Woo!
And we're going to be talking about what WWE might be like right now if Roman Reigns never came down with the cancers.
Exactly. We listen to our Patreons. We listen to everybody, but our Patreons get even more attention. And one of our Patreons, Danny, suggested this topic to us of would WWE be in this rebranding? Here we go. We're actually going to try this time mode. If Roman Reigns didn't, wasn't dealing with his ailment, would we have gotten to that breaking point? Would they have rolled? Would they have switched gears? All sorts of fun stuff. Trying to play the alternate universe sort of role. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders is how you get the shows. And like Liam said, if you subscribe on twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV on Prime or regular, either one, even Prime, we will send you the link just like we're doing with Rod. And we'll listen. You guys can listen live together. So here it is. One of the and I'm sorry, DC, that I didn't like DM you this first. I always like to give DC like the scoop before we go on the air with these sort of things when they become official. This all came together within the last few hours. So like this is super new information that we can actually like talk about it. So every year we do our favorite event of the year, which is NAI Mania. We go out for multiple days.
The only
NAI Mania. It started at WrestleMania 31 in San Jose, and we have kept it rolling every year in Dallas, Orlando, and New Orleans as well. We're going to New York, of course, New York, New Jersey for WrestleMania 35. We cannot wait to be there. And one of the big parts of what we do is the Connors Cure tailgate, an amazing opportunity that WWE sponsors and gives us a chance to raise some money for a great cause. See everybody in New Orleans. How much fun we have with like Nakamura and Asuka. We're fighting over
so many cosplayers. It was a blast.
The New Age Insiders Championship is 24-hour rules, just like the hardcore title. So go out there and win yourself a championship. Without exaggeration, we had to turn, stop letting people in because the lot was full of amazing wrestling fans.
Yep.
Beer, barbecue.
All you can eat, all you can drink.
An incredible time. And you guys might know that we're involved in that, and we can't wait to be part of the Mania Club event again, obviously. But we'll have even more information as it unfolds when it comes to WWE and the event, and we're going to wait for some chickens to hatch. But a brand new fold is going into the NAI portfolio when it comes to
the NAI Mania weekend.
Exactly. For the very first time, the New Age Insiders are going to be organizing and putting on a live professional wrestling event, WrestleMania weekend.
Boom!
We're collaborating with Chaotic Wrestling, who are working with WrestlePro for a big night and a big day. And we have worked out all the details so you guys can maximize your weekend and not feel like, oh, I love you guys, but I'm going to have to choose. It is Saturday, April 6th. It is not Friday night. It is not conflicting with TakeOver. You do not have to choose between NXT TakeOver and the event, the New Age Insiders Chaotic Wrestling collabed event. You do not have to choose between this event and the New Japan Ring of Honor show because it is going to be getting out at 5 p.m. with plenty of time to get to anywhere you're going. The Hall of Fame, New Japan, you want to go to Access, it's not far. It is we've made this as convenient as possible to make sure that, look, we're still going to do the tailgate Sunday. We're still going to raise a ton of money for charity. We're still going to have burgers and beers with the best wrestling fans in the world. We're going to broadcast live from a WWE-sponsored event and give you the kind of WrestleMania coverage all weekend that only we do, only we can, and what you've become used to right here at NAI. And yes, we are going to be organizing, and we'll I don't know if organized. We want to let the wrestling people do the wrestling stuff. But the New Age Insiders are throwing a party with Chaotic Wrestling and putting on a wrestling show.
Wrestle party.
You can check out their roster, obviously, all over the place on Chaotic Wrestling social media, at Chaotic Wrestling. Say, take off the G for savings on Twitter. They have a Facebook, their Instagram. I can give you any information you need about Chaotic Wrestling. I'm sure some names and fun surprises are going to show up as well. But the New Age Insiders are throwing the bash. So we are the presenting sponsor and putting this thing on together.
Woo!
So make sure you come out and see us in big support. We're not just going to be in the crowd. We're going to be doing the damn thing, and we are thrilled. This is really, with you know, other than maybe being
on... N-A-I-N?
N-A-I-N, right? Maybe more than anything...
N-A-N?
N-A, we're
N-A-N.
Maybe other than being on actual Boston sports radio, this might
which
be the
we have done.
Right, which this might be this might be the biggest thing we're doing, which is WrestleMania weekend. You know who's running? Evolve and Beyond
New Japan.
And New Japan and Ring of Honor and NXT and NAI. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you're going to WrestleMania, if you're going to be anywhere even within driving distance.
Yeah, if you can commute.
Come on down. We'll give you all the information when it's time. Tickets aren't available quite yet. Again, we're going to let you know. But the Mania Club and Connor's Cure and the New Age Insiders are going to represent at a live professional wrestling show. Make sure to give Chaotic Wrestling a follow in general. But again, Chaotic Wrestling stars, stars from the world of pro wrestling, the New Age Insiders. This is huge. This is huge. We're hosting a pro wrestling event, and we are just elated. And we really hope that you guys, it's, you know, it's amazing when we get to see you and go grab dinner and go grab drinks, when we go to these events together, when we meet afterwards.
This is the next level.
This is huge. And if you want to show your support for Connor's Cure, which a donation of the proceeds go to, and the New Age Insiders, quite frankly, come on down. We'll give you information when we have it, more so. But go follow Chaotic, and I hope you already follow the New Age Insiders. It'd be kind of weird if you didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, it'd be weird.
I mean, look, we got a lot of people here watching live on New Age Insiders, the Twitch New Age Insiders TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe you just stumbled upon this tonight, and welcome.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we're putting on a wrestling show WrestleMania weekend in New York. So come on down to that.
Come on down. And we are so excited. And again, if you're going to be out there that weekend, or even if you're just with driver's distance, you're like, yo, I will in just a second, Jen. And if you're just like, look, I'm with driving distance. I didn't have a WrestleMania ticket, but I'll come see you guys and support an awesome wrestling show, which is going to be because we're involved and we only settle for the best. And so does Chaotic. It's going to be amazing. And we're just super proud and super excited. Yeah. And we think it's going to be as much fun as everybody's had in the past at NAI Mania. Going to take it to a whole other level. And Jen, this is for you. We got the beef. We got the beef. We got the beef. Yeah, we got the beef. That's for you, Jen, because we listen to our followers and people that listen live. We love you.
Sure.
Thank you. So we're just super excited. And again, just one more time, April 6th, WrestleMania weekend. We will be hosting an event with Chaotic Wrestling, and we're pretty pumped about that.
And again, not fighting Ring of Honor, not fighting New Japan.
Yeah, not fighting any of the shows that you really want to go to.
Exactly. So it's not like we're like, hey, guys, do you want to skip both going to and watching TakeOver for us? And you're like, I don't know if I like you that much.
Yeah,
I understand.
I wouldn't like us that much.
I don't like us that much. So I get you. You're not going to fight anything. You can just really add this to your weekend. We're super duper crazy excited that we're going to be hosting a wrestling show.
Yes.
And it's going to be incredible. Please come on down. And shout out to everybody that's going to be involved, and we're going to bring in some big names, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I promise it's going to be incredible. And when the links and the tickets are available, and if we name this thing and all that stuff, just give us some time. But the date, the venue is booked. The finances are basically squared away. And we're doing this damn thing. New Age Insiders, not only bringing you wrestling on this show, we're bringing you wrestling. And come to the tailgate. Give Connors,
weekend.
Give Connors Cure money.
Buy a ticket to the tailgate. Come to the tailgate.
There's like no better cause than pediatric cancer research, so please give them all the...
Yeah, fuck cancer.
And thanks, Nick. We really appreciate that. You are awesome, and thank you. We are super duper proud of this. All right. Something that's WWE should be super proud of is, again, another mark. We keep talking about this so many times, it's almost tough to call them marks of progress and just sort of our new reality, the new normal. But we've heard speculation. Now, we might not have gotten the best information on a certain trip to a certain country, and we can completely own that.
Sure.
Plans
change.
What I'm going to tell you is that everything we heard was what was rumbling on back there. Maybe... some things were used with a more definitive tone, and I'm going to, you know, be more careful next time when in just a quadruple sure. But in our defense to bounce back, months ago we had heard that they were doing the women's tag titles and they had white straps. It took days for the dirt sheets to pick up that story. And lo and behold, they did women's tag titles and they have white straps.
And there they are.
So sometimes we do indeed know what we're talking about.
They're far prettier than the men's.
Yeah, I don't hate them. I don't like the X thing. I don't like the little bumps.
Yeah.
But they're pretty. I like
they
them.
They do.
I do
they,
like
they
them.
Do look
they could
nice.
Have done way worse. They could have been pennies.
Yeah. Hopefully the men title follow suit.
Yeah, I don't know.
And they look similar.
I hope so. If nothing else, it's another thing that the women are crushing right now.
Yeah, right.
What do you think about the women's tag team titles? What do you? My first question to you is: let's just jump off. I have a specific question before even general thoughts. Are these things are going to float? Yes.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. The fact that it's going to be at a co-branded pay-per-view and they haven't said specifically their Raw or SmackDown titles, they're just women's tag titles. That makes me believe that they're just going to float around.
It would be so much better if they do.
They need to. They absolutely need to.
You don't have that many women. You don't want to just flood the roster with bodies for the sake of this division that we don't even know what's going to look like yet.
Yeah, right. You don't have any women's tag teams. To be perfectly honest, women's tag team wrestling is non-existent. That's not a thing.
Right?
Like, there's no
They've slowly but surely, you could tell, got to this point by, like, making Tamina and Nia Jax hang out all the time. Obviously, Bayley and Banks.
And but, the Riot Squad.
Right.
And Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Like, we've got all the... everything's floating around. It's just going to congeal.
Right. But even still, it's like nobody... Nobody feels like, aside from Tamina and Nia Jax the Riot Squad, nobody feels like a real team.
Yep.
So, you know, that, like I said, they're redefining a genre and kind of creating one because, you know, the Young Bucks are a tag team. They've always been a tag team. The Briscoes are a tag team. They've always been a tag team. You know, so I think that there's men's examples of it, whereas there just aren't on the independent scene. Right?
Sure.
For the most part. Nobody. There are women's tag teams, but they're very, very few and far between.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. You know,
so,
I don't think it's going to take a. Like, they're not starting from scratch, though. Like, Nia Jax and Tamina Snuka have been hanging out.
Yeah, right.
You know what
and
I mean?
So it's going to be very interesting. But
Brandon Scrag, the Iconics.
The Iconics. You just don't have enough women, and it's not going to be worth it to bring in the extra ones to have two unique belts.
Yeah, sure. I definitely agree with you there. And it's not because they're women. It's because this roster already...
The roster. Because if you did do that, you would have to cut a quarter of your men's roster.
Exactly. And maybe ancillary women that you can't actually see using in a tag team
in
the near future.
Yeah, like this would be the cut that Alicia Fox doesn't make.
This is where Dana Brooke says goodbye, you know what I mean, kind of thing, because we're reprioritizing everything and you're barely a single star.
Yeah,
and we don't have a partner in mind for you and we're not going to...
Find one.
We're not going to try for you. So one of those sort of things. It's just a fact to think about. I like it. I like it a lot. It's one of those things where it's, you know... If you want equality, you got to do things as similar to the same as possible. And equality doesn't mean carbon copies. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I haven't seen this complaint yet. Give the internet time. But I haven't.
You're about to start it.
But I haven't seen the complaint yet that, oh, the men get two tag champions and the women get one. I haven't seen that yet.
Right.
Because guess what else we don't do? We also don't tell you how much the women weigh, unless you're Nia Jax, and that's because that's her gimmick, right? Sasha Banks comes out, you don't tell people that she weighs 117 pounds.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's considered impolite. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
So equality and exactness are not the same thing. You know what I mean?
Well, the other thing, too, is if you were to say, well, the men get two tag team titles, my counter would be they shouldn't.
Yeah, let's get rid of that, too.
Let's get rid of that, too, so they both float.
Yeah, one of them are blue... Like, we had to make a blue belt.
Leather.
We had to make a blue thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For them to even... Who do you think will be the first... who do you think will be the first WWE Women's Tag Team Champion?
I think that it will be Nia Jax and Tamina Snuka.
I think it'll be Poppy alone.
Ooh. Gimme tag titles.
Ooh, I am two champion. WWE.
Yeah, God, she's crazy.
Ooh.
She's scary, man. Scary, scary woman.
I'm Poppy.
Yeah, scary, scary woman.
Yeah.
But I think that it's them. I think that we give it, you know, usually the things go to like faces, but I think that Nia Jax is so polarizing at this point that you give it to her and Tamina so that you care. You care because you want somebody to beat the crap out of Nia.
I think we give it to Sasha Banks and Bayley, so you'll shut up and stop telling me to use them because I don't want to.
See, now that seems stupid because why would you give it on them if they don't want to use them?
Because I don't want them to be, I don't use them as individuals. They don't. They clearly have value to me.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't want, they don't have more value to WWE, not to me, but to WWE. Obviously, you know, actions speaking louder than words. Sasha Banks and Bayley do not have more value to them than Asuka, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte, or Becky Lynch to start.
Yeah, right.
You know, to start before I could tell you that I don't think they care as much about what they're going to wind up doing with Shayna Baszler. Yeah. She's not even here.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if we're in this limbo, right, where there's nothing for I don't want to use you at the top, and I am sick and tired of being told that I want to, you know, I'm not using you enough.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Right. That I want to, fine, then have these. They don't mean anything yet if you make them mean something terrific.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Right.
And I think they can make them mean something. Why do you hate Sasha? I don't hate Sasha Banks. I like Sasha Banks. I like Sasha Banks a lot and I root for her. I also just think we've gotten to the point now where it's blatantly obvious that these are the way things are. You know what I mean? As a famous football coach once said, you are what you are. Right now, if you believe that Sasha Banks is a bigger priority than Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, or Asuka, you're incorrect. I don't think that Sasha Banks is a bigger priority to them right now than Naomi.
Yeah.
So here we are. And I'm not, I didn't do that. They didn't call me and go like, what do you think we should do with Sasha Banks? And I went, nothing. You know what I mean? That I didn't do that. But here we are. I'm just observing what's in front of me.
Yeah. It'll be very interesting. Someone in the chat here on Twitch, they basically said that Sasha Banks going to AEW would be big. And I do agree, but I also don't see that happening. I don't think that WWE is going to be letting someone like that go, because I do agree with you. I do think that she does have value.
Yeah, of course she does.
You know, and yeah, maybe
tons.
Maybe being in the first tag team women's title champions would be super helpful.
And not to go backwards, but when it comes to like AEW, right? You got to understand, Neville didn't work for almost a year.
Yeah,
They own you. Sometimes it's up to 9 months of do not compete.
Yeah, it's
so
nuts.
Like, if you think that we're gonna Rick Rude this thing and show up on, you know, get fired.
Well, that's the thing. They learned that lesson.
It's bare minimum 90 days.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, they're not going to. They'll be there eventually. Eventually, right. They're free human beings. They're gonna go do whatever they want.
Yeah,
but it's not the next day.
No,
you know what
I
mean. So one thing I want to talk about, because people are talking about it, is the fact that it was a moment of progress for women's wrestling, right? And certainly in that company to introduce women's tag titles. But then they kind of bookended. I don't know if it was before or after. I don't remember. But not long after announcing those, it might have been right after, they showed that somebody walked in on Alexa Bliss changing.
Yeah.
Now, you saw her bare back, something you'd see at a beach if someone was sunbathing face down. So here's the thing. Here's my take, and then I want you and I want Bill, I want your opinion on this as well, right? So look, I think that it was unto itself, just the clip. Let's just watch the clip, right?
Right.
Harmless. I don't get it. I don't know what the value of walking in on her changing is. I don't know what we accomplished. I don't know what we like.
Right.
I know what the goal was okay, you guys have been begging us for edgy content.
Right.
In the Attitude Era, we walked in on Trish Stratus changing all the time.
Yeah, right.
So you'll love this. And like, look, I am not, by all means, I am not offended by this. I do not think that, you know, Alexa Bliss was violated and mistreated on Monday.
Oh, God, right. No.
I'm just genuinely confused as to what it added to the show, because it's not even like
it was weird.
The guy was some stagehand, so he's not a character.
Right.
It's not like going to, it didn't add, like she didn't come out enraged and demand something because of it. I just don't, I also want edgier content. I just don't know what the point was.
Right.
Right. I think that this is a temperature gauge, right?
I guess.
I think that that's what it is it's a temperature gauge. Where's my audience? How are they going to react? And
they reacted.
Yeah. Look, here's the thing.
They're hot.
Wrestling fans, you're the worst, right? Because for years you've been talking about how we want the Attitude Era back. We want the Attitude Era back.
You can't handle and the
then,
Attitude.
And then when the Attitude comes out, you
can't handle
you
the
have
Attitude.
A panic attack.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And like, look, here's the thing in people's defense, because you're right. In general, here's a great example of that, right?
Right.
Remember, this had to be 3-4 years ago now. Remember when Rusev was hot and it was like John Cena was on his way to say to beat Rusev for America. And they brought in a local talent in fatigues, and Rusev super kicked him. And it was supposed to be like, whoa, Rusev is so anti-American. Right. He just super kicked a soldier.
Yeah.
And everybody went like, this is an abomination.
Right.
And like, look, I've said this a million times. In fiction, the way that I convince you that the bad guy's bad is he does bad things. So here's the difference. You want to know the difference between Bray Wyatt and the Joker? Action. Because the Joker goes, I'm going to blow up the town. And everybody goes, ah! Why? Because he's done it before. Yeah. And he really will.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and so you panic and take this seriously because he does the things he says. Bray Wyatt comes out there and he goes, I'm a spooky goblin and I'm about to eat the world's pumpkin from inside the turtle shell. And you're like, what the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean? And you don't do anything. And you don't do anything, so I don't care anymore. Eventually he's going to come out and he's going to be like, yep, this is it, man. You're in a time pendulum inside my lantern's goblet. And I'll be like, ah, those are just words. You're because he doesn't do anything. And so when it comes to WWE, I need to show you. Rusev's a bad guy. He kicked a soldier. You go, that's outrageous. You go, yeah.
He's
a
bad guy.
So boo him.
Yeah.
So boo him. Because he did bad things.
Yeah,
he's a bad person. And so that one I was roasting fans for.
Yeah.
You can't handle Attitude Era. But at this one, the but I'll give is right after introducing women's tag titles as like a girl power women's movement thing, to show a stagehand walking in on her, again, the main point I have is I don't get it.
Yeah.
But the other thing is like, you know, why? The timing is terrible.
Yeah.
I get that. And also the fact that like, again, I'm torn. On the one hand, you saw her bare back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you saw nothing. But on the other hand, yeah, that was dumb. But I don't want them to stop thinking of new things, but that was a stupid idea.
Well, that's fine. I would much rather them be like, I would rather them just go, hey, guys, I like what you're doing. Let's not do that.
Right. I like the initiative. Like,
hey, look, here's the thing. If you got to get back to basics for this to get good, then I'm gonna take this temperature gauge here to just be like, all right, we can't go that far anymore, but maybe we could try this other thing.
I feel like what they did was they like took a crayon and drew all over the walls, and then you go, no, but I did it for you. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't malice. It wasn't to degrade Alexa Bliss or tarnish the moment. That kid drew the prettiest picture he could on the wall, and now you're mad about it, and he's like, oh, I was well-intentioned. I'm just stupid.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
And that's what I do think WWE did here, where they're like, this is what you want, right? And you're like, no. And you're like, oh, well, I did mean well. You know what I mean? And so, like, that's the only thing. But at the same time, I do, honest to God, believe it's like, you swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah. Don't act like, you know, you walked in on her and
you also You didn't she wasn't even in her underwear.
Yeah.
You saw her bare back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so like I said, I applaud them for being like,
Here's the thing. If you watch Game of Thrones, people are having sex.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
But even just the idea of like, and I said like Mandy Rose, right? Mandy Rose is like a sex object on the show now. But it seems to be, if you watch the character, she's very much in control of it. She has a motive. She has a plot.
Yeah, she's using her sexuality as a consequence.
Right, she's scheming. She's smart. She's using her sexuality. She's not a whore.
Yeah, right.
There's a difference. Whereas this thing with Alexa Bliss was like,
why?
Why'd we follow a stagehand in? And why was she already?
Yeah, because it wasn't even like it was like Finn Balor walked in.
And it was,
like, oh, weird. And then like there's going to be a weird love angle.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It goes nowhere. And like it was so dumb because like she was already covered up. Like he didn't walk in and she like grabbed something. She was like ready. Like who holds a shirt to themselves like that. You know, I don't know. Dumb. Dumb, yeah, says the New York Times.
Dumb.
That, like, I don't know. I'm not outraged, but I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
We are going to transition right over to Patreon.
Yeah.
Now it's Patreon.
And if you're new here and you're having a great time watching us here, just subscribe and we'll send you the link to the Patreon show.
Exactly. So if you're on twitch.tv/NewAgeInsidersTV, subscribe right now. You can use your Amazon Prime. It's all the same to us. And we will send you the link to the Patreon show. On patreon.com/newageinsiders, or you can sign up on patreon.com/newageinsiders.
Get all of them.
Get 5 backlogged episodes a month. There's a bunch of exclusive. Every day there's something.
Like next week we got to do Be Heard, right?
Exactly. Yep. Every day there's something for being a Patreon. patreon.com/newageinsiders. We definitely appreciate it. And again, we're going right over there now. Rod is not a Patreon, but is a Twitch subscriber, and he's going to get to join us. We just can't control the backlog stuff, but we're going to have a good time together. Thank you for joining us this week. Make sure you tell your friends if you're having a good time. Go to patreon.com/newageinsiders. We're live every Wednesday night on twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. Is there anything you'd like to get out there on the air before we sign off and head right over to Patreon?
Yeah, head on over to our YouTube channel, New Age Insiders on YouTube. Right now, we have the interview that I did for Late Night Liam last week with Haley Bray, the writer and executive producer for Damsels, Dice, and Everything Nice, a new web series that is going to be on YouTube where Disney princesses play Dungeons & Dragons.
Woo! It's going to be awesome. That's
episode one is already out, so you can check that out.
I have to sit down and check that out.
Really, it's a ton of fun, and then we had a great conversation about the development of that, and they have a live stream coming up on Monday to try and generate funds for episode 2 and beyond. You can check out right here on New Age Insiders TV because we're going to be hosting their live stream. So
awesome.
You want to check it out? Check it out here.
I'm really looking forward to listening to it this weekend. So terrific stuff. Thank you. My name has been Jason Maltov.
I'm Liam Stegger.
And I'm Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, all over the place, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, the website, newageinsiders.com, twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV, patreon.com/newageinsiders, how you can get even more of us. We are going to WrestleMania, and we are putting on a show. April 6th, come on down for the very first New Age Insiders live wrestling event. This is going to be the biggest year we've ever had, and it's not just words. And thank you for coming along with us. Come along with us right now to patreon.com/newageinsiders. If you subscribe on Twitch, you get to join the party too. And you have made us definitively on the road to NAI Mania, if you can believe it, the fifth one. You have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard. We will see you on Patreon in minutes.
We out.